brought on air in November 2009, but no, this was far more attractive. This is the five biggest TV channel in Norway on a normal Friday, and if you look at NRK2 over here, look what happened when they put on the Bergen Railway show. 1.2 million Norwegians watched part of this program. And another funny thing, when the host on our main channel, after the Havoc got news for you, she said, and on our second channel, the train has now nearly reached Myrdal station. Thousands of people just jumped on the train on our second channel like this. This was also a huge success in terms of social media. It was so nice to see all the thousands of Facebook and Twitter users discussing the same view, talking to each other as they were on the same train together. And especially I like this one. It's a 76-year-old man. He's watched all the program, and at the end station, he rises up to pick his what he thinks is his luggage, and he hit his head hit the curtain rod, and he realized he is in his own living room. So, that's strong and living TV. 436 minute by minute on a Friday night, and during that first night, the first Twitter message came, why be a chicken? Why stop at 8,000, why stop at 436 when you can expand that to 8,040 minute by minute and do the iconic journey in Norway, the coastal ship journey, Hurtigruten from Bergen to Kirkenes, almost 3,000 kilometers covering most of our coast, has a 120-year-old, very interesting history, and take literally part in life and death along the coast. So just a week after the Bergen Railway, we called the Hurtigruten Company and we started planning for our next show. We wanted to do something different. The Bergen Railway was a recorded program. So when we sat in our editing room, we watched this picture, it's all station. We saw this journalist, we had called him, we had spoken to him, and when we left the station, he took this picture of us, and he waved to the camera, and we thought, what if more people knew that we were on board that train? Would more people show up? How could it look like? So we decided our next project, it should be live. We wanted this picture of us on the fjord and on the screen at the same time. So, this is not the first time NRK have been on board a ship. This is back in 1964, when the technical managers have suits and ties, and NRK rolled all its equipment on board a ship, and 200 meters out of the shore, transmitting the signal back, and in the machine room, they talk to the machine guy, and on the deck, they have splendid entertainment. So, being on a ship is not the first time. But 5.5 days in a row, and live, we wanted some help, and we asked our viewers out there, what do you want to see? What do you want to see? What do you want us to film? How do you want this to look like? Do you want us to make a website? What do you want on it? And we got some answers from you out there, and it helped us a very lot to build the program. So, in June 2011, 23 of us went on board the Hurtigruten coastal ship, and we put off.
I carried that dream as a girl, dreaming by a fjord so deep that my destiny to me called from the deck of that great coastal ship. Always at evening when the ship hailed from far out to sea, saying she had snored as I ran to the harbor to see.
I have some really strong memories from that week, and it's all about people.